Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to The Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are live at the Toys R Us in Times Square. I'm in the building, and I'm at the Barbie Dream House. I'm walking into the house itself, and we find initially the Barbie Dream Collectors. And the first thing we look at as a nostalgic Barbie is getting married soon, or she's already married to her prince, Ken. So, again, my name is Tammy Joyner. We're here at A Theory of Parenting, and we're doing some selections today and looking over some toy stock. We have a timeline for myself, starting back with the Barbie Christie days, the Black Barbie, and my son here also has, you know, many toys, and we're still doing model cars and cast iron, Mercedes, and different things like that. So this is an enjoyable site in one of the biggest locations that, you know, has ever been created for the Toys R Us. It features some of the biggest visuals you may have ever seen, some of the biggest displays and exhibits you've ever seen, some of the toys that maybe you haven't seen before, or maybe you have. They have a strong selection of Barbie toys. She has the black, the brown, and the original blonde Barbie. So we're in the Dream House now, and you know, when I was a child, one of the features of my toy collection was a Barbie Dream House as well. So I'm looking at Barbie, and I'm looking at her careers, and I'm like, Barbie, you know, are we far away? Because I haven't taken, you know, time to look at Barbie for years. And I see that Barbie's gone into medical science, so there's a medical science doll. I see that she's a beautician. She's wearing, you know, with her hair. We always had that particular model where, you know, you she's a hair designer, and you have the just the Barbie dream head. So, you know, we have that. I see that she's a mom, and she's cooking, and she has the house with a lot of desserts and things like that. And I see, you know, one of the things I'm proud of is that she's gone into marriage, and that she has several different dresses where she's gone into a wedding. And that makes us very happy because, you know, some of the other you know, icons that we have, you know, have not married, like Mickey and Minnie. So we were worried with the idea that our, you know, image didn't marry, you know, from childhood. So I see that she's gone into rock and roll, and we're there too with the songwriting that we're doing. I see she's a teacher, and, you know, I'm Markel's mom, and I'm a substitute teacher, so that worked out and helped a lot because I have the substitute certification. And, you know, she's always a style Barbie, so there's many and plenty of clothes and a lot of stuff to grow into. I'm going to leave this section because there's some more stuff in the store that we wanted to go through. And while I'm walking through, it's just all type of nostalgic toys. There are Journey Girls going all over the country in line with some of the books and things that we're reading. And we also see that there's more Disney characters. Some of the Little Mermaid dolls are here. And we're going right on out to Fashion Angels, where they're doing jewelry, and they're interested in jewelry as we are with our theory of jewels. And, you know, these are the things I try to tell my son, that we need to stay, you know, up on these different things that are going into the market, because as a child, you're introduced to careers, you're introduced to fashion, you're introduced to simulation as far as work, and the media as far as being a reporter and different things like that. So it's a lot of stuff that when you get older, everyone's going to say, you had all the toys. Why didn't you remember to get the job? So we're entering over here in the Star Wars collection by Lego, and they have a life-size Empire State Building. They have a life-size Statue of Liberty and a lifestyle Incredible Hulk. So we're over there in the Mega Bloks. And so right by that area, we have a Jurassic Park, and that's the roar that you hear. It's a giant-sized dinosaur there. And so we're standing in front of it, and I don't know how many, I guess it's about 12 feet or 15 feet long, and we're standing right in front of it. It has a huge display, you know, of, you know, burning candle lights and, you know, and all of this, like, wild forestry and stuff like that. So we're right around in there. So we're moving into the Marvel collection, where they have a lot of Spider-Man toys, and right in front of that, they have Batman. But the most important feature that I see here is the giant Transformer poster, and then the giant lifelike Transformers that they have. You know, they have the different names here, Optimus Prime and, you know, Megatron, and all the different people that they have here. I sent my son a collection of toys pictures here because I had looked at the store earlier, so I decided to blog it today. It's a rainy day in New York, and so I decided to blog. So they have all these Hoover drones, too, where you can fly these different, what do they call it, performance toys, UFOs, all around your neighborhood and enjoy that. So we're at Candyland, and they have, you know, Mike and Ike's, Pop Rocks. That's a trend for my old life. Hot Tamales. They have the candy peaches, and they have candy displays all over everywhere. It's a wonderful, you know, a selection of candy. It's a beautiful display case. They have, you know, popsicles, you know, giant Candyman, you know, giant Candyman. You're on the third floor. You can look out the windows. I mean, it's everything and anything you would want, the giant size Peeps. And then right in front of the Peep collection, there's a huge Ferris wheel. So people are taking rides there. Guests in the store are allowed to ride the Ferris wheel. And it's just like going to Great Adventure or somewhere. It goes round and around. They have the M&M car. They have the Monopoly car. They have the Cabbage Patch car, the Mega Bloks. And you can buy all this candy, buy all the toys you need, and, you know, still stay inside the store and have loads of fun like an amusement park. So it's like, you know, they have educational toys for the babies. They have an infant section. They have the VTech, like we did study, you know, as children. They have the Cabbage Patch dolls. They also have kid games, barbecue party, things like I Spy, Eagle Eye, the Cat in the Hat, I Can Do That. They have chess and different games like that. Ants in the Pants, and I'm just walking up on the third floor. They have baby monitors and anything you need like that. Don't forget Crayola. They have a giant collection of Crayola. They have a magic Marvin's magic drawing board. That's Marvin, and he's selling a drawing board, and you can draw in multiple colors, and it wipes away with the water, and it's an awesome product going for about $16.99. So everything here is like a wonderful display of toys, Fur Real, Fur Friends. They had Get Up and Go, My Walking Puppy. I'm going down the escalator. We're going to, like, enjoy some more stuff. But my name is Tammy Jordan. You're here at Etheria Parenting, and we came in today looking for a UTFO, UFO-like camera. I'm sorry, whether UTFO is UFO-like camera, that is a flying camera. So I seen one in a showcase somewhere in Manhattan, and I wanted to find out if we could find it from one of the vendors here, because I'm not sure who vends this particular product, and we wanted to make sure that we found a vendor that would, you know, vend maybe from one of our favorite toy stores, you know. So I'm still here and in the toy store, and we have the name collection, which you can do a lot of tumblers, bubbles, and money jars, all things like that. And I'm not sure if it's a personalized collection, but I think it's a collection with your name on it. You can find any name that you ever look for, from David to Andrew to John, and everything you find in this particular section, from a keychain to a water bottle to a, you know, to a magic towel, you'll find with all, you know, personalized already for you, so you don't have to go have anything personalized. So that's an awesome feature. Whenever you want to run in and get someone anything, you can find everything already personalized. So they have this section on the second floor. And so we're still inside the Toys R Us in Times Square, New York, and we're in New York, New York, on the island of Manhattan, and we're in the toy store, and it's a giant store, and there's Jeffrey, the stuffed animal is here in the store. He's walking, you know, he's life-size. There's a man inside the costume, and it's Jeffrey, you know, from all of the Toys R Us commercials. So he's at the register, and he's doing photo ops. And you can go there and take your picture with him. So I think it's an absolutely awesome idea. And I'm standing here, and, you know, I started to stutter because it's the first time that I've ever seen Jeffrey. So I thought that was absolutely awesome. And so I'm like, we're still walking the floor, and there's a Nickelodeon section, so we're going to go over there. And along the way, they have Disney Frozen dolls. They have a giant dispenser for buying, like, 50-cent super bounce balls. There's SpongeBob everywhere. There's a creation station where you can personalize some things. There's Willy Wonka in the from the Chocolate Factory. So guess what? If you've never gone to the Chocolate Factory itself and you don't know where the Chocolate Factory is and you want to go to Wonka, this is the only Wonka in the world that I know. So I'm standing inside the Wonka store right now. They're Nerds, they're Runts, they're you know, all styles nerd candies, they're Sweet Tarts, and he has an awesome display of a Wonka-like, you know, displays, a Wonka-like features, you know, with the long arms, flowers, you know, machineries that creates the candy. Everything is in here. So I'm inside Wonka right now. So, you know, figure that. You've been watching Wonka all your life, wanting to, you know, wondering where that factory is. Can you get a factory tour? If you can't find out, guess what? Times Square, New York, island of Manhattan, There's a Willy Wonka store inside the Toys R Us. There's Laffy Taffy. There's giant-sized Nerd boxes. And there's Fun Dips from the Wonka. Cherry Yum Diddly Dip. You know, so you have a lot of selection here. And so we're going to go on down. So don't forget to take pictures, guys. Like just like we said, when you get out the car, you take the tour, you stop. Don't forget to grab your phones and grab your cameras and take pictures because, you know, these are like lifetime, you know, specials. And you wouldn't want anything to leave. You know, they have Ninja Turtles there, Turtle Teamwork. So that's there. They have Barbie. She's now a superhero. Barbie, a new hero will rise. The hero is you. Barbie is dressed up in a Supergirl outfit, and she's going to be the new superhero in everyone's life. So we got that going on as well. They have engraved ID tags. You can make up your own engraving tags for your pets if you want to go along the way. They have I Love New York and New York Police Department shirts. So you be careful with the different people coming out with those shirts because anybody could be a fake. You know, only you might assume and forget to ask, are you really a police? And can we see some identification, because if you don't, there's a lot of paraphernalia here in New York that you can't find. I'm walking on down to the first floor now, where we have the Hot Wheels collection, and they have giant cast cars. They have the Twin Mill, which is like a neon green car, and it's like a, I don't know if it's Maserati or, you know, or Camaro. But either way, it's a wonderful car. They have a race car from Goodyear, a number 44. They have a Hot Wheels bike. And you know, guys, from my child toy experience, ever since I was a child, I had the Chips from the TV show Chips. I had that first Hot Wheels motorcycle. So seeing this is awesome because we got Kel, the one that has the Blazing Fire on his Jeep, because we were driving the Jeep at the time. So we tried to, like, you know, get everything synchronized. And we found out it was a recall. We had to take it back because there was a fire hazard in the little Jeep. So Markel didn't get to enjoy it much. He looked at it a lot, but we didn't let him ride it, and then found out that, you know, we had a recall on it. So be careful with that, and always go to the recall channel to see if there's anything that you can find out in your house, you know, possibly has a recall. They have a giant Matchbox fire truck. They have loads of bicycles, scooters, and helmets for your safety. They have these new rockers, which it's like a 3- or 4-wheeler, and you can sit down in like a little like I used to have what they call a big wheel. So this reminds me of that. I have so many nostalgic feelings here that, you know, I'm overwhelmed by the store. And then they have some of these push scoot cars for the smaller babies. And then they have 2-wheeler bikes and, you know, 26-inch, 24-inch, 18-inch, 16-inch, and so on and so forth. Boss Cruises and everything else that you can imagine, like we wrote when we were young. My son even has the motorized scooter, so I don't see one here, but they do have the motorized scooters out. And then he did have the push scooter. They have rollerblades. We both rollerblade, so if you wanted to get back into that, we can do that. They have these dart shooting games, and we like to play those as well. Everything is overwhelming. It's wonderful here. They have the little tykes basketball. My son played some of those games. They have a giant sports collection where you can learn anything from darts, which we played, to archery. And then they have the Nerf section with a lot of pinball, air hockey, bowling, and all types of things like trampolines and different things like that, boxing equipment, footballs. We did this one outside the house not too long ago. We did blog about having the family games, 5-in-1 sets, where you get to volley the balls, do some racquetball or tennis, and then, you know, do a lot of that. So they have that on display as well, and some of the other table games. So we have that as well, and some of the inside basketball games where you can mount to your own wall in your room. We're down here, and so they have the baseballs and everything, even a nostalgic hula hoop, and they have bubbles and everything. They have karaoke, and we're in the electronic system, so they have guitars for, like, babies, like, you know, small children. They have guitars, the small pianos. They have a bongo set, percussions. Some of this words is familiar because it goes along with your school lessons, guitars, ukuleles. They have these transistor microphones. They have the Minnie Mouse microphones, which we play with a lot to do to talk right into the radio. They have karaoke, which we did a lot. I did a lot of serenading, a lot of karaoke during the season since we've been blogging. We have a lot of earbuds we purchased, all different kinds to see. They have the different headsets, which they have iHip with the Superman. They carry doodle phones. They have Safe and Sound, they have Hello Kitty, and they have SpongeBob volume limiting headphones, and they have Dr. McStuffins, which is a little girl, I guess, playing a doctor, and she's they have Bling Couture, and they have all, you know, a large selections of iPads and Kindles and clocks and robots, cameras, camera accessories, and so on and so forth. They have aquatic equipment for water sports, and they have Skull Candy. That's a new market right now that they have the Skull Candy earbuds, headphones. They have a giant digital display where they have all of these flat screens here, and you can sit and listen to music through the headphones. They have all the colors, red, gold, and green. They have neon green. They have the blue with little black specks on it. They have all type of, you know, casings for the different Skull Candy, Supreme Sound, Lowrider, Skull Candy Hesh 2, Skull Candy Supreme Sound Hesh, different things like that. We're moving right along. They have Skylander display, a giant display, Trap Team, and these are all figures to play with. And they're computer interactive, so you can place any Skylander on the trap portal, and you'll get some feedback from the computer. And they have loads of these, and they're like $16.99. And they have a giant size display, you know, with almost life size characterizations. Everything you want to see here pertaining, there's a Scoops R Us where you can get ice cream or candy. There's a video game section where they have movies and games. And, you know, it's just on and on. Cookies and candies at the Scoops, Haagen Dazs ice cream, David's cookies. They have a little bit of waffle cones, Belgian chocolate shakes from Haagen Dazs, new releases, The Sound of Music, Russell Madness, Nightfall, Halo, and Encyclopedia of Discovery. And so they have a lot of that going on. Dino Dan. And this is Sid, the science kid. So they have a lot of stuff going on. They have promos all over the place, Nintendo, Wii, Infinity, and then they have the Nintendo 3DS and the Xbox. And then don't forget the PS4. And Greatness Awaits is their new campaign. And they have Turtle Beach. They have all different types of PS Vita. And they have a PS3. And they have all these different games to go with it, loads and loads of games. They have like The Evil Within, Duck Dynasty, Last Round, The Crew, which is a race car situation, Alien Isolation, Drive Club, Dying Light. This is all for PS3 and 4. They have Just Dance. You know I love that. They have Madden 15. And then they have MLB, The Show, 14. They have Lords of the Fallen. They also have Need for Speed Rivals. They have Trail Fusion, The Order, NBA Live 15, Minecraft, Lego Marvel, and Garden Warfare. So they have a lot of important games there to play. They have a selection where you can use, have a chance to use the actual PlayStation handheld. They have, you know, pictures of, you know, NBA 2K15. This is Oklahoma City. Number 35 is featured there. And kids and, you know, all different kinds of people are here playing. They have stuff, accessories now to let you know about that. You know, like it's almost like a Wii now with the PS3 where you can move everything by holding that particular handheld device. So they have those here. I have yet to experience that or the Wii. I haven't played the Wii yet. So they have a large showcase of Barbie. I think these are DVDs. And it's Barbie and the Secret Door. They have Monster High. They have Barbie the Pearl Princess, My Little Pony. You know, some of these new things that we were buying Mark Kelso when he was younger so that he could keep comfortable, you know, a lot more than not having, a videos for children. They have Passport to Fashion, the Care Bears, all of these unique finds that you'll find, like the Madison showcase that we have, Simba the White Lion. They're into this style of video as well. It's a nice introduction. They have the Muppets, which we have, you know, our our Muppet for our show, Little Bear. And so they're doing a lot of Muppets, you know, today. And they have Tinkerbell, and we have, you know, some of our other, characters that we love, you know, and our characters. Of different things. So we're here at Ethereal Parent on Blog Talk Radio. We're discussing some nostalgic stories. So we decided to go to our favorite store, Toys R Us, and we decided to just do a timeline, you know, on some of the toys and our discoveries throughout life, and see that if we connected at all, you know, with the toy base and with the, the childhood and the child within. And we wanted to take some time to cultivate and develop, you know, what we have, because Markel may have children in a little while, he may get married, but whatever, we want to be, you know, custom when we come into the stores, and we want to know if we're developing properly ourselves by going back to discuss and to see if we have things to collect in our minds to help cultivate, you know, future dreams. And so we're also looking at some of these CDs they have. They have Children Bop, and we have Dance Party, and they also have classical music so that you can relax, some of the Grammy hits, a lot of things that we've done and a lot of details that we've done. And they have CDs here that are interactive with the children so that you can do a DVD interactive CD type deal. I'm not looking right at them, but I'm sure they're in the store. We're looking at movies right now, but that was a CD back then, and I'm not sure if they have that. But we have so many different programs for Markel to interact with, like Dr. Seuss had interactive CDs, and to learn your ABCs and different things there. So as we grow, we're looking towards our future, but we're also trying to, take a look back at our past. So I thought a tour store would be an excellent place to do that. And, like always, you know, it's excitable. I'm excited. And, as we plan our futures for, you know, marriage and kids, we wanted to make sure that we, too, have what it takes, you know, to get some of the activities going and to stay focused on these departments for the development of the next, you know, future generation in our lives, and also to make sure that we haven't forgotten to use some of the experiences that we've had in life, you know, through simulations, toys, interactive toys, video games, online video games, and different, what we call exposures, so that we can develop a better tomorrow. So that's our time for Ethereal Parent today. If you're ever in New York, don't forget to hit the Times Square Toys R Us. Until next time.